I used to take Polaroids of Ted in his underwear.
Really? That's hot.
Yeah. But he would, like, just walk across his room and I'd take a picture.
Yeah.
From, like, his nipples to his knees. When he was walking, he's just, like, this lanky underwear guy.
It was hot.
I'm glad I didn't see that photo.
You have tuned in to the Timely Beaver.
Yeah, it was.
You know, hilarity ensued.
Yes.
Hilarity. Well, welcome everyone to another edition of the Timely Beaver, coming to you today from Beaverton, Oregon, where it's raining, but it's spring, but we want the sunshine, so we won't complain because it's coming soon, something like that. But no matter what, the sunshine will always ensue because we have with us Annette, who is visiting up from California. So Annette, say hello.
Hello.
Yes, and with us, as almost always, except for when he's on a Cannibal Paradise adventure in the South Tropics suffering from hay fever, we also have with us from the internet...
We have Dave. Hey, Ted. Hey, Annette.
Hello.
Hey, Dave. Yes, everyone, welcome again. It's going to be a crazy, fantabular, awesome show. We got Blackout Radio, Letters Burning, and Neutron Dawn. All awesome tunes you should stay forward to. But Annette went to a wedding earlier today... And, well, she had saw or experienced, I'm not sure which it was, but she there was a dog crapping at this wedding.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Caitlin asked me to be a photographer in the wedding, right?
Okay.
So I have my camera and I have my extra batteries, and I'm in this offshoot of the dressing room, and the dog craps in the other room. And for, like, half a second, I was like, should I take a picture of the crap? But, like... Would you want a picture of crap in your wedding album? Was the question that went through my head.
Well, I have a question about the dog crapping. Did it smell? Did anyone
know?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So this was... Okay, so the dog was... I mean, this was right before the wedding started, or when
is... This was when my friend was getting dressed.
Okay.
So it was
so she was
preparation.
Getting into
the wedding.
Yeah. Is it good luck to have a dog go number two before a wedding, or what?
You know, I don't know. I know that rain is good luck.
Yeah.
But maybe not in Oregon or Seattle.
Smelly dog shit on your floor.
Is that a good start or what?
It's certainly not a fresh start, I can tell you that much.
Awesome.
Oh, man. Well, good luck to those two. I mean,
Yeah. As they walk off into their honeymoon now, I guess.
Hopefully with nothing on their shoes.
Congratulations to a couple.
You're like, and their names are. That girl and the guy.
Yeah, you know. Oh, whatever. But yeah, we met. Met most of them back in Eugene, Oregon, where we all used to live. Well, not everyone, but Dave. And Dave, but Dave visited.
I'm the black sheep.
It was all right. Yeah, Dave was a black sheep. But that's where we met Annette here, who comes back so humbly to visit Oregon, even though she came back on a rainy weekend. But we appreciate her being
here. Yes, welcome,
Annette.
Thank you,
Annette.
Thank you. Now I have to visit. It's my home away from home. So.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you having you here. And just as an honorary how do you do to the Timely Beaver...
Uh-huh.
In your sexiest Timely Beaver voice, would you please introduce the first band?
Okay, let me just say, I told Ted, you know, don't put me on the spot. Don't be like, Annette, what do you think about that? And now he's like taking it to the next level, and he's like, in your sexiest voice, just introduce the next song.
On. You seem to be, Joey. You seem to be warming up to the microphone. You seem to be having a good time. So...
This is why Ted got me drunk.
I got
her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't just to take advantage of her, but it was to get her to say it herself.
So
I
introduced
voice.
The next song. I don't do sexy voices. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, your best 900 number voice.
Oh, that's vastly different.
It's vastly different.
Other end of the spectrum. I can't do that.
You can't do it.
I'm
chicken
shit.
Well, Ted, then Ted, let's hear it.
Ted,
your sexy voice.
Well, all you boys and girls out there are in for another treat. Today we have, from Portland, Oregon, Blackout Radio. Oh, You can find them at myspace.com/blackoutradio for all their awesomeness. Oh, I'm getting all worked up. Oh, from their album Repent, which you can find on their account, Blackout Radio with Hollywood, Arkansas.
I can't look at you.
But when you started, we were both on the right track. Agreed there was no future. Coding pills is back. At this very moment, you were turning tricks for crack. Always warning when I have to pull.
Pocket to refrain from grabbing his own breath.
Oh no, that's not good.
My nipples, my nipples are tweaking and hard right now. I can't tell you.
Well, Ted, that definitely was.
I'm a little girl. Do you know?
That's gonna be a major turn on to our listeners.
I know you don't want to see what I was just doing.
I definitely will have to agree with you there, buddy.
He's doing it again.
Silent Bob and
you know,
Jay.
I'm gonna take this opportunity to say I'm glad that I'm not. This right now.
Why did I visit? Oh, come on, Dave. You know you really wish you could see this. Anyways, but Dave, you told me earlier you're on a quest.
Yes, Ted.
You want some bass and surfboards here.
Yeah, this is
something like that.
Yeah, I need to get a new surfboard. One of them that I've had since '98 or '99 is just starting to get stress fracture on the bottom, and it's been a great board. I mean, I've had so many good waves on that board, and like, I think it's just about time to send it. I just don't think it has a lot of rides left in it, so it's time to start.
Dave, you sound like you're trying to kill a cow.
I know, I sense like a sentimental
milk.
Attachment.
It's like, I have to put her down.
I gotta put Bessie down. Gotta put old Bessie down. No, but I mean,
So what kind of board do you ride, Dave? What kind of board are you
riding?
Right
now I'm riding a 7-tooth fishtail that's made by a guy down in Encinitas, California. And it's a great surfboard. I mean, I was just—it's such a fun board for summer, and then like in, you know, I mean, it's like when we used to go surf, I was on a smaller board, but this board's a little bit bigger. It's like a little bit longer, a little bit wider.
So when you're, see, you've got a bigger and wider board between your legs.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hey, do your sexiest voice again, there, Ted.
So you've got a bigger, wider board there between your legs. Ooh, so cool.
Yeah. Why, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to do my sexy voice. It just does not work with guys to do sexy voice. I mean, there's a thing. You know, guys cannot have...
Unless you're saying Ted does not have a sexy voice?
Well, I think Ted is a very sexy voice, but I mean, I don't think yes, Ted.
Are you saying Ted is not a guy?
I'm saying that Ted is the...
You're like, men cannot do this.
I think Ted's the exception, not the norm.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think... We got to keep our limits somewhere.
Yeah. But no, Ted knows how to... Ted knows how to charm the ladies. That's for sure.
I don't really think of you as a lady killer. Sorry, Ted.
That's
okay.
That was a show killer right there.
Bring me back down.
Ted, I think you're a lady killer.
I've been lowered a whole peg.
You're a lady killer?
Ted is...
Well, you... Okay. Back when we used to live in Eugene, didn't I always pick up at the chicks at bars?
No.
Oh, no. That's not good. That's not a vote of confidence.
Probably because you went... No, this is the thing. You went to the bars with me and Wade. Like, are you really going to bring home the ladies?
Oh, why? Is that a knock on Wade?
No, it was like a
Wade
knock
was
on
not
the
a
trio.
Good
like,
man.
We would go out and...
Annette was my wingman.
Oh, that's just not good. You're choosing Ned as your wingman.
Wade sucked. Wade was not a good wingman. And I, you know, for the listeners out there, I don't know how to describe Wade, but he would never pick up on, like, the whole take her friend.
Take one for the team.
Like, yeah, like, hey, you know.
I don't know. Wade seems like he'd take one for the team. Like,
he'd take
anything.
He'd easily poke something, but.
Ooh.
We're talking about catching the hints of, you know, pick up on this chick. Be the wingman. He would never like rise up to the occasion. He would have to accidentally fall on his plate, like her friend would come over and start hitting on him.
Yeah.
He would not initiate it to like cover up and be the appropriate wingman. But Annette would always be there to take the other male friends and ride them away.
You're like,
so
let's play pool.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go have a cigarette.
Right, Annette, you rock.
Thanks.
She is. Cheers to you, Annette. Here we go. Cheers.
Yeah, cha-ching.
All right. Cha-ching. And cha-ching to this next band, because they actually wrote us and submitted their music for play. Here we got Letters Burning. They're from Los Angeles, California. One more time. Woohoo! And they're from Los Angeles, California. You can find them at myspace.com/lettersburning. Second Chances.
Coming home. sound. This time I'm coming home for good.
No changing.
Residents settling, we'll be here. This time I'm saying everything.
Never, never,
we'll be
burning. With their song Second Chances, find them in LA and a tour near you. Hopefully they're on the Warped Tour or something cool like that, because there's a lot of cool summer tours coming up. Anybody interested in seeing some music this summer?
Well, Ted, are you going to a concert?
I always see.
I don't go to concerts.
You don't go to concerts?
Well, Annette, who's your favorite?
For shame.
What kind of music do you like, Annette?
I like all kinds of music.
So if you could get excuse me, tickets to any concert you wanted to, like, any band, who would you go see?
Tom Petty.
Okay, ooh, nice, right girl. On.
Yeah, and just Tom Petty.
Ted, who would you go see?
Well, I'm actually going to see two bands I really want to see this summer. I want to see Social Distortion, and I'm seeing them on my birthday.
Did you see them, like, a year ago?
Yeah, I saw them a year ago. And I'm going to also see AFI.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And I've really wanted to see AFI for a while. The NOFX, going to a Warped Tour, getting to see a lot of great bands. Living End.
Yeah, Living End, they rock.
I saw
Bouncing
NOFX
Souls,
when I was 15.
NOFX. Oh, you did?
And I got a black eye.
I heard it's pretty gnarly. The same age I first saw them, too.
Yeah.
I heard it's a
small venue.
I heard it's a totally gnarly, like, concert
over there. Oh, the pit's insane. Actually, Social D has what I consider to be the, even though their music doesn't quite sound like it, but they tend to have a really large pit and a lot of crazy people, and that's why I love to see Social Distortion. But seeing them on my birthday makes it all that much better, because I can be hammered and somebody has to drive my drunken, beat up ass home.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Let me give the Fonz. Hey!
Hey, ho! Oh, hey!
Hey, ho! Oh, hey! And Annette. Oh, we were talking about this a second ago here while the song was playing, but Dave was in this quest for this new bass and surfboard, but Annette also said that she wanted a bicycle.
Not just any bicycle.
Not just
any. Yeah, what kind of bicycle do you want, Annette?
I want an old Schwinn.
Nice.
It's blue with white stripes.
Nice.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's styling cool. Down the street.
Yeah. And I am going to put a basket on it.
Hey, that'd be cool.
A white one with the daisies?
Hey, do you
know.
Guys see...
There's so many...
Go ahead, sorry, Annette.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, up in Petaluma, do you guys see a lot of, like, those, the bikes, the old, like, kind of the old school style with the real big handlebars? And, like, I don't know, they're real popular.
You know...
Yeah, they're real popular down in San Diego. Like, they used to ride them all over the place. Just pretty much around the beach. Like, gigantic, like, you know, big old handlebars. I don't know if they're popular.
Yeah, you know, bicycles aren't popular. We don't have a lot of bike lanes.
Yeah.
And, we have a lot of old people and babies.
Oh, but that sounds like a hop in town.
I've wanted a bike forever, so.
Yep.
My wish will be fulfilled.
Very nice.
I know. Mike's...
And I'll do the arm signals.
Oh,
with my arm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, give them to me right now. What is a left turn? Right turn? Wow, she's good, folks.
Yeah.
She's on top of her.
Yeah.
Well, we couldn't see that, but we'll take your word for it.
Oh, I saw it. It was awesome.
It really rocked.
It was quick.
Like, he almost didn't see it.
She was like,
she
was like a soldier, like, you know.
He's like, left, right.
Shoot, march, right, move, left,
right.
She was on it. I was like, left, right.
Left, right, left.
Boom, 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 boom. Arm out, arm in, arm out, arm in. Snap, snap. Oh, crazy, crazy.
13 years of preparation to do that too, yeah.
To ride a bicycle around town.
That's funny.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right, but to take a break here, I guess, as our last musical guest, personally one of my favorites, not to shy away from it, but my little solo group here, Neutron Dawn.
Yay!
We just had our new album come out on last Tuesday. I guess that would be the 30th, May 30th.
Nice.
Kind of excited about that. A song that's not out there at the moment, but I thought I'd play it for you because it kind of fits in the vein, is Lions in the Sea from Where the Kaleidoscope Ends. Find all this Neutron Dawn Fascination information at tedm.net/music. And, yeah.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Sunny days, rain with the wind out. The birds were singing, it is clear. Spring is here to free.
The Timely Beaver. Suck that ass together, bitch. Work it up.
Before we go, I'd like to discuss the Mayday concert that you attended.
Oh,
I thought you
wanted
to talk about the bastard party.
Yeah, we got a couple of last minute topics here. But the Mayday concert, which the video that was last up, it was actually Mayday out here somewhere in Oregon, who knows where. There's always a Mayday festival where there's a stage erected, they have hay castles for the kids to play in, and people just camp out, drink beer, and listen to music. It's really kick ass. It's a whole weekend. Who could ask for more?
Nice.
And you really can't, Ted.
No, except Sunday
more.
It actually the clouds opened up and downpoured. So it was a wet way to say goodbye to
less.
The weekend. Yeah.
Let's wait.
I think that does it. Dave, thank you for joining
thank
us.
Thank you, Ted. Nice to have you on, Annette. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Annette.
It's nice to be on Dave and Ted.
Dave and Ted's excellent show.
Dave and Ted.
Yes. Not to be mistaken
with Bill and Ted.
The other Dave and Ted shows up there. This is called the Timely Beaver, motherfuckers. Find it at timelybeaver.com.
Yeah.
For all your Timely Beaver needs and information. All right. Take care, everyone. And from Timely Beaver headquarters, and also
from tentatively California.
All right. So, everyone, take care, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Very good show.
Good show, you guys.
That was pretty rad.
Yeah, it's gonna... It rocked.